In the quiet city of Miravale, where time sounded to flow like a gentle swash, lived a youthful woman named Anya. She was known for her serene smile and the soft sparkle in her eyes, like stars hidden beneath the face of a calm lake. Anya was an artist, painting not only on oil but on the walls of her soul, where feelings blended with colors and dreams danced with stopgap. For times, Anya carried a secret within her heart. A name etched in silence, a name that breathed life into her every study. That name was Armin. Armin was the son of the city's bookstore proprietor. He was a youthful man with a quiet charm, the kind that made people feel understood without numerous words. His laugh was rare but genuine, and when he spoke, it was as if every word was chosen with care. He loved literature, especially poetry, and he frequently recited verses that painted the sky with passions. Their paths crossed every day, occasionally with a smile, occasionally just a regard. But for Anya, those moments were treasures, fractions of a secret story that only her heart knew. One autumn, under the shade of an ancient oak tree near the swash, Anya sat with her sketchbook. She was trying to capture the golden light, filtering through the leaves when Armin approached. "May I?" he asked vocally, seesawing toward the empty space beside her. She jounced, feeling her heart skip a beat. He settled down beside her, pulling out a small tablet from his bag. "I've been writing a lyric," he said shyly. "Would you like to hear it?" Anya's eyes cheered. "I'd love to." He cleared his throat and began, "In the quiet corners of the day, where murk and sun play, there lies a name I dare not say, but my heart has written it anyway." Anya's cheeks flushed. The lyric felt like it was meant for her, a secret communication woven into words. From that moment, their connection strengthened. They spent afterlife participating stories, dreams, and silences that spoke louder than words. Yet, neither dared to confess what their hearts had formerly rumored in the stillness. But as days turned into weeks, a shadow impended over Miravale. Armin's family blazoned they would be moving to a distant megacity for his father's business. The news hit Anya like an unforeseen storm, hanging to sweep down the fragile vestments of their budding bond. On their last evening together, they met again under the oak tree. The golden light of dusk wrapped around them like a tender grasp. "I wish I could stay," Armin said, his voice thick with emotion. "Me too," Anya rumored. "But perhaps the heart's jotting doesn't end then." He smiled noiselessly, reaching out to hold her hand. "Also, let's pledge to carry this name, this feeling, wherever we go." Under the fading light, their hearts wrote a silent oath, a pledge that distance could no way abolish the name written deep within. The days that followed Armin's departure were heavy with silence for Anya. The thoroughfares of Miravale sounded emptier, the colors around her duller. Yet, in the quiet corners of her heart, the name Armin glowed like a secret honey, keeping her warm. She threw herself into her art, painting oils filled with the light and murk of their recollections. Each brushstroke was a tale of the moments they had participated. The soft horse laugh, the stolen ganders, the poetry by the beachfront. Her oils began to catch the attention of the townspeople, who marveled at the depth of feeling captured within them. Despite the distance, Armin and Anya stayed connected through letters. Each letter was a piece of their hearts, precisely folded and transferred across long halls. Armin's words painted Filmland of the bustling megacity life, yet always circled back to Miravale and the oak tree where their story had begun. Anya read each letter under the moonlight, her heart dancing with stopgap and craving. She wrote back with equal tenderheartedness, participating her days, her dreams, and the runes that Armin had inspired. One chilly afterlife autumn, a letter arrived unlike any other. The envelope was thicker, heavier. Outside was an assignation. "Dear Anya," it began, "I'll be visiting Miravale coming week. There's commodity I want to partake with you, commodity my heart has been staying to say. Please meet me at the oak tree on Saturday evening." Anya's breath caught. Her heart thundered with expectation and nervous joy. She counted the days, her mind spinning with questions and dreams. When Saturday came, the sky was painted with tinges of pink and orange. Anya arrived beforehand, clinging the letter near to her casket. The oak tree stood altitudinous and proud, its leaves brooding ancient secrets in the gentle breath. Also, she saw him, Armin, standing beneath the branches, his eyes searching until they set up hers. He smiled, and in that smile was all the unsaid love between them. "I wrote commodity for you," he said, pulling out a folded piece of paper. Anya unfolded it and read, "No distance can dull the name I carry. No time can abolish the moments we marry. In the heart's quiet chambers you remain, the endless song, the sweetest chorus." Gashes lustered in her eyes. "Armin, I've written your name in my heart every day," she rumored. He took her hands in his. "Also, let's make this name a story ours to write, no matter where life takes us." Under the vigilant aspect of the stars, their hearts eventually spoke the words they had kept hidden. It was a morning, not an ending. A pledge of the name written in their hearts would bloom into a lifelong love. Seasons changed, and the story of Anya and Armin unfolded like a dateless air. Though long hauls occasionally separated them, their bond grew stronger, woven with letters, recollections, and dreams. The name they had written in their hearts came a lamp, guiding them through life's twists and turns. Armin returned to Miravale frequently, each visit a precious reunion beneath the oak tree where it all began. With every meeting, their love strengthened, blowing into commodity both tender and imperturbable. One spring evening, as cherry blossoms danced in the air like rumored pledges, Armin knelt beneath the oak tree and looked into Anya's eyes. "Anya," he said vocally, "my heart has written your name on every runner of my life. Will you marry me?" Her eyes filled with gashes of joy. "Yes, Armin. I've been staying to hear those words." Their families and the whole city celebrated their union, a love story that had touched everyone's hearts. Anya's oils flourished, now invested with the radiant joy of their participated life, while Armin continued to write poetry inspired by the woman who held his heart. Times latterly, they frequently returned to that oak tree with their children, telling them the tale of two hearts that wrote a name and set up a love that would no way fade. Because occasionally, the heart writes the truest stories, stories that live ever in the name it cherishes most.